Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike Cornell is joining us on the phone. Mike, we saw that the $10,000 Hamburg School Board allocated to go towards Kevin Hines, who is a man who jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge, survived it, and now he's a public speaker. People see that $10,000 mark and they wonder, oh, if that's going to one person, that's a lot of money, possibly my taxpayer dollars. But as we found out recently, that's not the case. Can you give a little context as to where the money came from?
Sure. The money, the $10,000 speaking fee, is going to be shared from between some of our community partners, and it really takes us all the way back to help you understand where it comes from. In 2016, we began the process of applying for a Tower Foundation grant to do youth mental health first aid training. And what we've done over the last year is to train every single one of our employees, regardless of what their role is in the district, in youth mental health first aid. And that training is a full-day training. And we are one of the few school districts in the state that took that step to do that. And we're really, really proud of it. And the grant was $75,000, and we had some money left in that grant. So we reached out to the folks at the Tower Foundation and asked their permission to use the remainder of our grant money towards the speaking fee. So I'm very proud of the fact that we've covered the full $10,000 through grants and other community partnerships. And it really is an investment in the health and well-being of our students and our entire community. And, you know, to me, $10,000 is a small price to pay when we think about the emphasis on mental wellness and emotional health and the connection that those things have to how well students do in school and their outcomes beyond school. So it's a great investment in the overall health and well-being of our entire community.
And I guess for the concern of taxpayers that they might be wondering is, okay, you know, yes, they understand their taxpayer dollars are going to be used for stuff for the school, but with this, there were no taxpayer dollars. It was strictly from that grant that was earmarked for mental health awareness. Is that right?
That's correct.
So tell me a little bit about how mental health is addressed at Hamburg Schools. I know you went into it a little bit, but you guys dedicate, you know, so much time and effort into training people on how to address mental health concerns.
Well, conceptually, it's about the health and wellness and safety of all of our all the people who come to our schools to learn and to work and to visit. And when you think about safety, we often think about ways to harden our schools, single entrance ways, school resource officers, you know, scanning of licenses, and the things that get a lot of attention, the hardening of our schools. But I heard it explained one, the nuance of keeping kids and teachers, our staff, safe and well in school. Not only do you have to harden your schools, we have to soften our schools. And the emphasis on mental health and wellness, the emphasis on our culture of kindness, all of those things help us help kids who are hurting, who they themselves may suffer from mental illness, or very often the child in school doesn't, but their primary caregiver suffers from some form of mental illness. So anything that we can do as an institution to be better listeners, and then to be able to act responsibly and quickly on what we hear when we listen carefully to children is really, really important to us. And it's a part of our overall mosaic of efforts that we undertake every day to make sure that everybody who comes to our schools to learn, work, and visit is safe and well.
Mike, how do you think Hines' story is going to resonate with not just students and staff, but the entire community?
Yeah, I think it's gonna hit home. You know, when you look at the, you know, our own life experiences aside, the statistics tell us that 20% of people suffer from some form of mental illness. So if the statistics are right, and if we are in fact representative of that statistic, one out of every five people he hears his message is going to be able to identify personally with that. And then, you know, many of us know someone who suffers from some form of mental illness. So it's going to resonate from that perspective. So, and the story of Kevin Hines goes back to the time when he was an adolescent dealing with mental illness. And the fact that many of the people around him who loved him dearly weren't really sure how to help him and weren't sure what resources could be brought to bear to help him. And ultimately, through no lack of love for him, he was to the point where he thought the best option for him was to jump off a bridge. So, you know, the message of listening carefully, of doing what you can to, if you don't know what to do to help, search out resources that can help you help the person you love who might be hurting. You know, that's a message that I think everybody can hear, should hear, and should be open to. We're expecting a large response, but here's the reality too. If the community's dedication of $10,000 saves one person's life, I think that most would agree that that's a worthy endeavor.
Can't disagree with you on that one, but I do have one more question. The $10,000 fee, just in general for speakers, would you say that's a common fee, or do you think that's above average from what you guys have for other speakers that might come to Hamburg Schools, whether it's a community member, whether it's even a national figure? Is $10,000 an average?
Yeah, I think, and I'm probably not the best. I'm no authority on what people spend on speakers, but you know, a national speaker can certainly cost in the neighborhood of $10,000. I don't think it's unheard of. But you know, I hope a conversation about whether he charges $5,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 is not nearly as important as the conversation we have around helping to keep our kids safe and well. So, you know, I think that's an important element of the conversation. You know, what are we doing to help our kids be safe and well in school and safe and well in their lives outside of school, and looking out for their mental health and wellness is an absolutely critical part of that.
All right, Mike, anything else you want to add?
You know, somebody might ask the question, you know, why would they reach out to somebody with a national profile? Like, why Kevin Hines? And I think it's important to note that as a part of our youth mental health first aid training, that every single one of our employees got all 650 of them over the last 14 months. Some of the most compelling elements of that training are the video clips in which Kevin Hines tells his story. And he tells it just in small snippets about his struggle with mental illness as an adolescent, and how those around him struggled to help him, and then his suicide attempt and the time after. And again, it's an 8-hour training, and his comments were maybe a few minutes of that training, but it's so compelling and so tells such a resonant story that people all around the country who have participated in any element of the training are clamoring to have him tell his story. And we're very happy that he's going to come here, because people know Kevin Hines. If you mention the name Kevin Hines in Hamburg, most people are going to recognize him from that presentation. And I think they're very pleased that he's going to come here and be able to tell his full story to our community.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.